not enough is said and known about the doctrine of the eternal relationship that Jesus had with the Father. A while ago, when Brother John led us in reading the Scripture, I said the same thing out loud up here that I've been saying all week as I've been reading the Scripture. As the Father hath loved me, so I've loved you. Now you continue in my love, or continue my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. And all week when I read that, I say, Zowie, my soul, what a verse. It deals with the relationship that Jesus had with his Father. Good night, I don't understand it. How can deity fellowship with deity? Explain perfection, fellowshipping with perfection. Explain God and his relationship with God. Explain to me the Trinity and its fellowship, each person of the Trinity with the other two. It's unfathomable. I mean, what did the Father and the Son do in eternity? They had a heap of time to do something. What did they do? How did they talk with each other? How did Jesus say to the Father, I love you? How does deity express love to deity? And it makes me cry when I think how much God loved me, that he broke that relationship for 33 years. We ought to shout, oh, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us. And yet, God was willing to let his Son come to earth. No wonder his Son said, and now, Father, glorify thou with me. Glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. You know what? You know why Calvary wasn't so bad to Jesus, brother? It was the door home. I mean, it was the way back to the Father. It was the vestibule of the homestead. That's what he came to do. He came to show man what the Father was like. In verse 4 again, he said, I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. In verse 6 he said, I have manifested thy name. In verse 8 he said, I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me. This is Jesus talking to the Father. And again in verse 8, they have known that I came from thee. Now listen, what am I saying? I'm saying that Jesus, in eternity, before he became flesh and God became incarnate, had a relationship with the Father, and that relationship has been reestablished, only broken by 33 years of deity's love's manifestation for man, and that eternal love, loving eternal love, and eternal love expressing eternal love, and eternal devotion showing eternal devotion, and eternal fellowship expressing eternal fellowship. I can't comprehend that. I mean, you know, sometimes I get so happy on earth, I just want to bust. And I can't comprehend that kind of joy. I mean, and yet, did you know that one day we shall be like him, and we shall have then the ability to love God? relationship that Jesus had with the Father before there was ever a world. Man, that's big league stuff. Oh, my. Jesus was the revelation of the Father on earth. He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Now, wait a minute. Are you listening? The Father was helpless. His hands were bound. He was unable to show men. Men had no way to understand divine vocabulary. Men had no way to understand deity. Here is God in heaven with love that nobody could understand and compassion nobody could understand. Here is God in heaven with feelings that nobody could understand. Here is God in heaven with a devotion that nobody could understand. Here's God in heaven, and here's His creatures down here. And He said, I wish they knew me. I wish they knew what I was like. And God confessed Himself in a human body, and they called His name Jesus. And He said, your job is to get down there and show them what I'm like. I want my people to know what I'm like. Now, wait a minute. Jesus finishes that. He finishes that. He says, Father, I have magnified Thy name. I have manifested Thy name on earth. I have glorified Thee. I finished the work. I've given them Thy words. Father, when they saw me, they saw You. They did not see me. They saw You. They found out what You were like. I walked the shores of Galilee, and they saw You. I walked the rocky hills of Judea, and they saw You. I walked in the plains of Mamre, and they saw You. I walked in the mountains of the north land, and they saw You. I walked the hills of Samaria, and they saw You. Father, I showed them what You're like. Now, Jesus goes back to heaven, and He, like the Father, wants somebody to show what He's like.